It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Catherine Keniston of Beaverton, Oregon. I said, name two brands of household products, each in three syllables, and all the syllables in the two brands rhyme with each other. What brand names are they? And they are Listerine and Mr. Clean.
I wouldn't have thought of that. y'all must really know your household products, unlike me, because a lot of you got this correct out of nearly 600 correct answers. Carrie Blum of New York, New York is our puzzle winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
It's funny you should ask. I actually started playing when I was way too young to even be able to get the answer right, probably about 8 years old. And after, after a long hiatus, I restarted just a few years ago.
Oh, okay. So you were listening with your parents. I'm sure you weren't listening just on your own to the puzzle.
That's right. My dad would tune in and I would listen every week with him.
So what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a primary care doctor, so that keeps me pretty busy.
Yeah.
And I hang out with my two young daughters, 1 and 3 years old.
Okay, so that is a busy life, a lot going on. And now you get to spend a little time playing the puzzle. Are you ready?
I guess so. Here we go.
You are ready. If you can treat people's lives, their health, they put their health in your hands, you can do this puzzle.
I certainly hope so. I hope I don't have any patients listening.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Carrie, I'm sure you're going to do fine. Every answer today is a word in which the only consonants are R and T, repeated as often as necessary. All the other letters are vowels, and the letter Y is not used. For example, if I said characteristic, you would say trait, T-R-A-I-T. The only consonants there are R and T. So here you go. Number one is a common fish in streams.
Trout.
That's right. Number two, a participant in a civil disturbance.
Rioter.
Uh-huh. Extreme fright.
Terror.
That's it. Kind of sauce for seafood.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, tartar sauce.
Yes.
You got it. To turn as wheels.
Rotate.
Uh-huh. Means for connecting to the internet.
Router.
You got it. A grand speaker.
Orator.
Uh-huh. A tenacious dog. And we're going into seven letters now.
Carrier.
That's it. A turncoat.
Traitor.
Uh-huh. Getaway for meditation or study.
Retreat.
Uh-huh. Try this one, eight letters, to annoy. Starts with an I.
Irritate.
Irritate is it. How about an Italian eatery? We're on to nine letters now.
Trattoria. Trattoria.
You got it. And here's your last one. It's a hyphenated word, 12 letters, and your clue is seesaw.
Teeter totter.
A teeter totter. Good job.
Oh my gosh. You did a great job with that.
Like that could have been worse for sure. Thank you.
I'm glad you did not need much help with that because I wouldn't have been a whole lot of help, but you did an amazing job. Like, how do you feel?
Definitely relieved and less embarrassed than I could be for sure.
You shouldn't be embarrassed at all. You did awesome. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Carrie, what member station do you listen to?
WNYC.
That's Carrie Blum of New York, New York. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Mark Maxwell Smith. Think of an eight-letter word for a certain musician. Switch the order of the second and fourth letters, and you'll get a word for a certain writer. What words are these? And I'm looking for words, not famous people. So again, an 8-letter word for a certain musician. Switch the order of the second and fourth letters, and you'll get a word for a certain writer. What people are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, April 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.